We have the privilege this morning of sharing communion together. And I read from 1 Corinthians 11:23 through 32. I have handed down to you what came to me by direct revelation from the Lord himself. The same night in which he was handed over, he took bread and he gave thanks. Then he distributed it to the disciples and said, "Take and eat your fill. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He did the same with the cup of wine after supper and said, "This cup seals the new covenant with my blood. Drink it, and whenever you drink this, do it in remembrance of me. Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are retelling the story, proclaiming our Lord's death until he comes. For this reason, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in the wrong spirit will be guilty of dishonoring the body and blood of the Lord. So let each individual first evaluate his own attitude and only then eat the bread and drink the cup. For continually eating and drinking with a wrong spirit will bring judgment on yourself by not recognizing the body. This insensitivity is why many of you are weak, chronically ill, and even some dying. If you do not sit in judgment of others, you will avoid judgment of yourselves. But when we are judged, it is the Lord's training so that we will not be condemned along with the world. God has made a way for us to have unity in the body of Christ. And we need now to examine ourselves before the Lord. We'll take a minute and just look and see if there's anything that you need to confess to the Lord, with the promise that if you know you have ought against someone, that you're going to receive the forgiveness of Jesus as you forgive that person. And maybe you need to go to that person. Make a covenant right now with the Lord Jesus that you will do that at your first opportunity. And then you can enjoy this communion and receive blessing from him. Let's take a moment. Let us pray. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell with him, and he in us. Amen. Taking the bread, we pray. Thank you, Lord, for letting your body be bruised and broken for our healing. Thank you for offering up yourself on our behalf. Let's partake together. Jesus, you shed your blood to wash away our sins, and now we give thanks for this provision, and we bless the cup as we partake of your grace, and your blood washes us white as snow. Let's partake together.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, our precious Father, for your provision of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your life lived sinlessly, for your faithful obedience, and for your enduring the humiliation, enduring the pain and suffering for our sins. Thank you for the mystery of communion of which Jesus we just partook. Thank you for spiritual food that you richly provide for us. Thank you for creating the body of Christ, the church. Thank you providing a way for our relationships to be restored with you and with one another. Help us now to continue to live in grace and love, and that we, as members of Grace Christian Center, might further your kingdom. Hallelujah!
Amen.